Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. We thank God for you being with us on today. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan, Dr. Ulysses Morgan Jr., and I'm here. Glory to God. This is Kingdom Builders, Amen, radio broadcast, coming to you from Blog Talk Radio. And we just thank God for the opportunity to be able to speak to you on today. We missed last week, but we are here today. We just give God the praise and glory for those of you who have been listening in, and we hope that this broadcast has brought some type of fulfillment with your joy and your peace with God. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Glory to God. And I pray now that you get on the phone if you can. If you're listening by phone, you may not be able to, but if you're not, get on the phone and call someone and let them know that we're on the air. You may never know. God will leave, put somebody on your heart, amen, to call to for this particular message that we're going to be talking about today, and you would have done a great deed, and amen, in a ministry that God has called you to do as far as getting people to really hear the word of God. Amen. A lot of people think ministry is just preaching over the pulpit. But ministry can be in witnessing. Ministry can come in very many different forms. Amen. The Bible said that when the woman poured the alabaster box upon Jesus, glory to God, we understand that she was actually ministering to him. And so it comes in different forms. And a lot of you right now, your ministry is to, glory to God, get people to hear the word of God so you can they can get to have for their joy and their peace. Glory to God. Have compassion on someone else. So get on the phone and call. You may know somebody right now, or you may have already done that. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. Glory to God. And we'll try to give you our mailing address at the end of this broadcast, just in case many of you want to write in, amen, and get with us. You may try to call. You may be able to get through. Glory to God. And I have a number here for you just in case you want to try that. And it is 347-996-3033. That's 347-996-3033. You can try it. Amen. And if you can, that'll be good. But we're going to go into the Word of God at this particular point. And I have something very special I want to share with you, coming from something that is very familiar to us, coming from Ezekiel 37. Glory to God. We're going to talk about Ezekiel and these bones and bring out some revelations, amen, that God has given me to give to somebody that's listening to this broadcast on tonight. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are, glory to God, but I understand that many of you are all across this country that's listening to this broadcast, and we just believe and pray that we're going to bring some type of joy to your spirit on tonight and an answer to your prayer. So let us begin to pray. Let's pray before we get started. Prayer is always appropriate, and we're going to just ask God's blessings upon this broadcast on today. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to talk with people today, and I thank you right now because I know that you orchestrated this, you ordained this, and if you've done this, then that means that you have someone who you want to give a word to, and you do that just as you did Hezekiah with Isaiah, amen, and gave him the message to bring back. You're using your anointed across this nation to bring a word and to answer the prayers of those in whom are praying to you. We thank you right now for this broadcast and these people that as we go into the Word of God, give us the revelation that we need, O God, and those that may be hearing us today, that they may break free from the bondage and the yokes that seems to have them bound, oh God, and that they will remember that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Ezekiel 37 and 1, I'm going to begin to read, and we often heard about the bones, the dry bones, and we often have read this, heard it preached several different times, but I just feel led to bring this to you, and we're going to be talking on a topic, glory to God, that the miracle before the call, amen, the miracle before the call, and we're going to dissect it. I'm going to start at the 13th verse right now, I'm going to read 13 and 14, and then we're going to start over at 37 and 1, and we're going to work our way down. It says in Ezekiel 37 and 13, "Ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord." Very good scriptures. Very good scriptures. We're talking about Ezekiel. God is getting ready to use Ezekiel to do a great work. He's getting ready to cause something to happen, amen, with his people. A lot of times we think God has forgotten about us, and some of you that may be listening to me think that God has forgotten about you, and it seems like you go through one manifold temptation after another, one problem, one affliction after another, and just when it seems like you can see a little daylight, it seems there's a cloud that comes over. But I want you to know that God knows exactly where you are. I'm here to tell you today, and I feel led to tell you, that God knows where you are, who you are, and he's bringing you into a place. Glory to God. And that place that he's getting ready to bring you into is going to be so miraculous until you will have no doubt knowing that it is the Lord, because God said within himself he is going to prove himself to his people. He's going to prove himself to those who believe in him, who've trusted in him, and those who have faith in him. And he's going to make the enemy, the gainsayers, amen, out of liars. And they will know when they see what God is getting ready to do with you and for you. They will know that there is a God, and that God was with you. And he is with you. Amen. Let's go to 37 and 1. The Bible says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me," this is Ezekiel talking, "and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones." The Bible said that God moved upon Ezekiel in the spirit. In the spirit. If we're going to ever get anything from God, we're going to have to get, amen, a discerning, a word from God through the spirit of God. God shows himself in many different ways, in visions and in dreams. And now God is dealing with Ezekiel in the spirit and has taken him away and showed him a valley full of bones. Now watch what happens here. "And caused me to pass them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry." So what he's saying to Ezekiel now is that I want you to examine these bones. I want you to examine them. I don't just want you to look on them. I don't want you to come to a conclusion, amen, just by the distance that you are looking. I want you to move among them. I want you to examine them. I want you to be very sure of what these bones is, how old they are, how long they've been lying there. I want you to be very sure that you see what you see in these bones. So move among them and examine them. And God will have that to happen even in this day with us. Amen. Sometimes our enemies, he will cause to move upon us, and they will examine us and look upon us, amen, and see us and see that we are motionless in a sense. Glory to God. And then he will cause you to move about and examine your situation. Look at it. Know that there is, to the earthly mind, no help at all. Because when God gets ready to move, he don't want you to doubt him for anything. And after he has moved, saying what could have been, and it could have been this. That's why he has us to examine where we are now. Examine the affliction that you're in now. So Ezekiel, move upon these bones and examine them, because I want you to be sure of what they are, so you'll know that when I do what I do, that it could be no one else to do it but me. Amen. Now, in the third verse he said, "And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest." That's the third verse. Now, let me explain that. Now, listen to this. This is good to me. He said, God asked Ezekiel a question. After Ezekiel has examined the situation of these bones, he asked him a question. He says, can these bones live? Now, Ezekiel came back with a remark that kind of baffles me at first, and then I had to look at it real closely. He says, O Lord, he said, thou knowest. In other words, what Ezekiel was saying is that God, in my earthly mind, in my fleshly mind, I see no way that these bones can live. I see no way that these bones can come back. They've been here for ages. Amen. There is no way. But now I'm talking with you, Lord, and I know that you are God of miracles. And you know whether these bones can live or not. So I am, in a sense, between two opinions. I'm not going to doubt you. But I do understand that I've never seen anything happen to bones like these before. I've never seen them come back. And this is what God is saying through this man to us today, and that is, even though there are times when it seems as though that nothing can live with us anymore, our life is gone, the future is gone, God is saying, glory to God, and asking us, can we come back from a grave? Glory to God. And we can look sometime and look at our situation, and we see no way we can come back because of the earthly, secular way that we have been taught. The system in which we live in dictates to us that there is no way that certain things can happen on our behalf. We made a mess of it from the beginning. We messed it up. Somebody else messed it up for us. However it went in our earthly mind, amen, our fleshly mind, we look at a situation and think that there's nothing that can be done. But I'm here to tell you, God is getting ready to work a miracle in your life to show himself strong. What we don't understand is this is why you go through an affliction. This is why you're going through what you're going through. This is why, amen, you have the trial that you're going through now. Because had it not been for that, God could not prove himself to you. But he's getting ready to prove himself to somebody who's listening to me right now. I don't know who you are, where you are, as I said earlier. But I do know this. I know this. I would place my life upon it that somebody that's listening to me, God is getting ready to show you himself in a miracle for your life. It's about to happen for you. Now, fourth verse. Again, he said unto me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O ye bones, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. O ye bones, hear the word of the Lord. So he's saying to Ezekiel, amen, I'm going to use you. My order is that I use the prophet that I have chosen and anointed, amen, to instigate or to orchestrate my work. Amen. I'm not just going to come down and do it myself. I'm going to move through my anointed. I'm going to move through the man or the woman of God. I'm going to allow you, Ezekiel, as a prophet, to become a major prophet in my name. And my order is that if I set you in a position, I'm going to use you in that position. I'm not going to override that position. I'm going to use you where you are for you to orchestrate my work in the midst of my people. And this is how God operates. He uses, this is why I'm preaching to you right now, teaching to you right now. Because God uses those in whom he has anointed. Now, not necessarily those in whom just have a title. Because you could buy a title of dime a dozen. Amen. But you cannot buy an anointing. It has to come from God. Nobody can lay hands on you and give you an anointing. Glory to God. They can lay hands on you and call you reverend, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, bishop, deacon, whatever the case may be. But no man can lay hands on you and cause you to have an anointing. It has to come from the Lord. And so he says, here's what I want you to do, Ezekiel. I want you to preach to these bones. Speak, prophesy, speak to these bones. I want you to command these bones. As you command these bones, I am going to be in your words and cause what you say to happen. But say what I have given you to say. What he says. He said, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Amen. You shall know that I am the Lord. I'm going to cause it. Now, Ezekiel, even though his mind is in a state of saying, you know, I've never seen it done. It doesn't seem like they'd come back, but I'm not going to doubt it. So I have to go ahead and prophesy or speak as God has given me to speak, and it is up to him to give the increase. I'm speaking to you now, and you are going, somebody that's hearing me, you're getting ready to see the witness of what I'm saying, the revealing. I'm speaking to you now, but it's going to come to pass in your life by God. Now, 7 verse says this. 7 verse says, Ezekiel says, so I prophesied, or I commanded as I was, I prophesied as I was commanded, okay? And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bones to his bones. And when I behold, lo, sinew, and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and, but there was no breath in them. Now, look at what's happening here. Ezekiel is not, in a sense, if I can just say this, believing what he's seeing, but he's seeing it for the first time ever, something of this magnitude happening. Remember, Ezekiel examined the bones, and the Bible said that they had been there so long until they were dried out. They were dried out. Sinew had decayed. Flesh had decayed. Organs had decayed. Everything had decayed, but the bones, and the bones was so dry until they were about to become powder. Glory to God. Look how long that's been. But how many of you know it doesn't matter how long you've been in the state that you're in, God is still able to raise you up. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. These bones have been there. It is amazing to me. I can't get over it. It's amazing to me that God is showing this to him and giving him to understand how old these bones were. Glory to God, how old they were. They've been there for years. Now, how did they get there? Maybe it was a battle and everybody died there. Maybe it was a burial ground and they just put everybody there. However it was, amen, in a sense, if I can visualize it, it seems to be saying you couldn't see the ground for the bone. Amen. And so the sinew that connected the bones had decayed, so bones were just laying there, wasn't connected together. And Ezekiel was commanded to speak life into these bones. Glory to God. I'm speaking life into somebody right now. The word of God is doing it. Glory to God. And even though he did not have not had not seen this before, he did what God told him to do. And the Bible says, as he prophesied, amen, he heard a noise. It caught his attention. And when he heard a noise, he looked and he saw movement that had never been in years. He saw an action with these bones that was virtually, by earthly means, impossible to happen. Glory to God. He saw it. And the noise caught his attention because bones were bumping into each other, connecting back to where it was supposed to be. Glory to God. My God. How long had they been there? How old were they? But look at what God is getting ready to do. And he's getting ready to do it in your life. All right. He said he saw heard the noise, and behold, it was a shaking going on, and the bones came together, bones to his bones. And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. Amen. And he's watching all of this take place before his very eyes. He's watching it. That would have been a phenomenal sight to see. What God can do, what is impossible with man, is possible. I preach it. I teach it because I believe it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody that I'm speaking to on this radio broadcast, your bones are about to come together. Doesn't matter how long you've been in the situation that you're in. It's about to come together. Amen. He said, but there was no breath in them. There was no breath in them. He had the bones, he had the sinew, he had the flesh, he had the organs, but there was no life in him and breath. When God made Adam, he made Adam bones, flesh, sinew, amen, covered him up. But yet there was no movement in Adam because there was no life. And the Bible said God breathed into him the breath of life and caused everything in him, amen, to activate. I'm here to tell you, when God breathes on you,
yes.
Everything
yes.
that is God activates. Yes. Activate, glory to God. And he said, well, Lord, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon the slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. I prophesied after wind. The wind came, went inside of them, caused life to come in them. And look what he said. Amen. He said, and the breath came unto them, and they lived. Something that had been dead for years is now living. Medical science can't do anything with it. Amen. Astrology can't do anything with it. But he's living now because God has something to do with it. Now watch this. And they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Now, let's go to the 11th verse. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones of the whole house of Israel, behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our part. Therefore, speak or prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your grave and cause you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. Speak, preacher. Speak to them. Speak, anointed man of God. Speak, anointed woman of God. Speak to those who have been dried up from life, dead in life. Speak to them that have been buried. Folks have buried them, dirty in their face, put them in a tomb. Speak to them and let them know that that's not their final destination. Speak to them and let them know I'm bringing them back to life. I'm not doing it in heaven. I'm doing it on earth. I'm going to bring them back to a right state. I'm going to bless them. I'm going to cause life to come back in them. Amen. I'm going to cause movement to come back in them. I'm going to cause my praise to come back on their lips. I'm going to cause my joy to come back into their spirit. I'm going to cause health to be in their bones. I'm going to cause it. Those in whom everybody has said was dead and gone and it's over, I'm going to show them the power that I have to bring back to life what men think has died. Yes, it's you. It's you. Amen. I'm speaking to you. It's you. God's going to bring you back to life in such a way that you have never seen before, and you don't have to witness to nobody about it. They want to see what God has done in your life, and they are going to confess themselves that nobody could have done that for you but God. We have no explanation how it was done. We saw it happening to you, and we still have no explanation. It baffles our mind. You're going to baffle their minds. Amen. We have no explanation. There's no earthly reasoning that can give us understanding as to how this could come about. No scientist could do it. This had to be God. And they will say, even though I doubted, even though I thought you were gone, even though I thought you were buried, even though it's been years, even though I knew that there was a point of no return, yet I'm seeing before my very eyes God bringing you back to life. Glory to God. Forward, it's going to happen. He said, prophesy to Israel. Tell them what you just seen here right now, I'm getting ready to do with them. What I just showed you, I'm getting ready to do with them. They've been dead for a long time. They think that I'm not with them. They think that I don't see them. They think that I've forsaken them. They think that I don't care about them, but I want you to know I just stayed away just for a moment, but I'm about to come back in here, and I'm about to raise them up and let them know that I had never left them. I will never forsake them nor leave them. I was with them always and will be even unto the end of the world. I am their God. I am their master. I am the Holy One of Israel. My love is upon them, and I'm going to make them the head and not the tail. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. If you could feel like I feel right now. Glory to God. All right, let's read a little further here. 14th verse says, and shall put my spirit, I'm going to put my spirit in you, and you should live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I am the Lord. I know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. If I speak it, God is saying, if I speak it, if it's my word, if I speak it, and if it's in my word, I'm going to bring it to pass. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to raise you up. I don't know who you are, but I'm telling you, God says, I'm going to raise you up. I'm not going to put you back where you was. I'm going to take you beyond that. I'm going to do a Job thing on you. I'm going to make you twice as better than you were before. And you have to understand that principle. My time is gone. Glory to God. But I believe somebody got this. I believe somebody's hearing this. Share this with somebody. You can still get it on Facebook. Amen. Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Go to it. Share it with somebody. Let them hear it. And somebody you may know can be blessed, just as blessed as you are. And when God gets ready to do that moving and that shaking and you, your bones and that, whatever you're going through and whatever they're going through, y'all going to come together and come alive and stand on your feet. And God is going to get the glory out of your life. And people who doubted you is going to know, could nobody have done that to you but God. Amen. The healing and the blessing. Our time is gone. We are on Ustream on Sundays now instead of Tuesdays. I want you to share it Sundays at 7 o'clock. Amen. Be with us in that. Amen. Until next Monday. We'll be back here on Blog Talk, P.O. Box 492 in Cordele, Georgia. 31010 is the zip code, P.O. Box 492. This is Dr. Morgan saying God bless you and God keep you. Stay with this word and remember, he's going to bring you from the grave. Amen. God bless you.